Thank you, Nikki. I think we're on to God's Word. Yes, Hebrews chapter 12. Sorry, yeah, 1211. 1211. Don't worry. When we read God's Word, the Bible says we are hearing God's voice. And earlier in the book of Hebrews, it says, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. So let's ask God that he would help us, that when we hear his voice in the Bible being read and taught, he would give us hearts that are glad to listen. Let's pray, and then we'll hear his voice in the Bible. Heavenly Father, we thank you that because of Jesus, we can pray to you and know that you hear our prayers. Lord, we know that many times our hearts do not want to hear what you say. Please don't let that be what happens now. Please instead make us careful to listen and glad to hear. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So Hebrews chapter 12, beginning at verse 25. See to it that you do not refuse him who speaks. If they did not escape when they refused him who warned them on earth, how much less will we if we turn away from him who warns us from heaven? At that time, his voice shook the earth, but now he has promised, once more I will shake not only the earth, but also the heavens. The words once more indicate the removing of what can be shaken, that is, created things, so that what cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Well, we've thought about listening to God's voice already. We're going to do a little quiz now, and it should be that on your seats you've got a piece of paper and a pen. You'll need to pick someone on your row to be the person to write the answers. I should have said at the beginning, don't worry about the writing on the back of it. It's just scrap paper. You want to write on the blank side. Have most people found pieces of paper and a pen? It's one per row. You're meant to join in, although you're not meant to huddle your heads together, are you? So I'm not quite sure how that'll work for sharing. Just you'll have to work that out. Are we ready? So this is a listening quiz, and you're going to hear some sounds just to help you. There are two sounds from the kitchen. There are two sounds from Star Wars. There are two sounds that are animals, but one of them is really from a pop song. And then there's another two. So eight altogether, but I've given you some clues on some of them. So let's hear the first sounds. Okay, let's hear that again. Terrific. So that's number one. Okay, let's hear sound number two. That was sound number one again. And on the sound, you go on to the next slide. Seems like we're bam, bam. That's sound number two. Okay, listen to that again. Bam, 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 bam. That's sound number two. Bam, bam, bam. Right, this is sound number three. Let's hear it again. Sound number three. Great. Okay, sound number four. Okay, that's not an animal. That's not from the kitchen, and it's not from Star Wars. That's a slightly strange one. Hear it again. Are we ready for number five? Yeah, okay, number five. That is not an animal, and not from the kitchen, and not from Star Wars. Another strange one. Okay. Yeah, I think lots of people are going to struggle on that one. Let's try number six. Oh, sorry, I was talking. Let's hear six twice. So press. And then press on that again. Okay. Number seven. And then last one. This is in the kitchen. So I can play that again. I was talking. Right, eight sounds. How good were you at hearing those sounds and working out what they were? Let's go. We won't share answers. We'll trust you to mark your own. Okay, so next slide. What did you think that was? Yeah, whisking in the kitchen. Well done. We've got a picture. Whisking an egg, but it could have been cream, couldn't it? So that was whisking in the kitchen. Number two.
Bam, 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 bam.
What was that? Crazy frog. Yeah, so that was an animal, sort of. Okay. Next one. Yeah, Star Wars, but what from Star Wars? R2-D2, the little robot. Okay. Number four. It's a car window. So, not a dog, but it's the car window, the electric window. Okay. Number five. So it's sellotape. Sounds a bit like Velcro, but it was actually sellotape. Yeah. Number six. Lightsaber from Star Wars. Yeah. Okay. Number seven. It is a sea animal, but not a whale. It's a dolphin. Yeah, it's a dolphin. There we go. Last one. Ice cubes going into a cup. Yeah, that was a kitchen noise. Okay. Hands up if you got four or more. Did you get four or more? Well done, because they were pretty hard. Hands up if you got five or more. Very good. Can't see any hands up on the Zoom there. No. Six or more? Oh. Seven or more. Well, the quiz experts over there. Well done. Well done. Okay, thank you very much. Let me read to you verse 25, which is our verse about listening. So verse 25, which is a verse about listening. It's on page 1211. See to it that you do not refuse him who speaks. If they did not escape when they refused him who warned them from earth, how much less will we if we turn away from him who warns us from heaven? We're just going to think about the first part of that verse for most of our time. See to it that you do not refuse him who speaks. So this verse in the Bible is about someone who's speaking. Who's speaking? God is speaking. Where can we hear God's message? In the Bible. In the Bible, we hear God's message. Here are some children again, reading the Bible. If you want to show that slide. There. Okay, can you see that picture? There are some children reading the Bible. They are hearing God's voice. They only hear it in their heads as they're reading the words, or hear it in their thinking as they're thinking about the words, but that is God speaking to them. And God speaks to us when we read the Bible. God is speaking to us in the Bible. God is speaking to us when people explain the Bible to us. When you, we listen and we hear messages like that a lot, don't we? You hear announcements on a bus. You're hearing a message. You listen to your phone. You might hear a message that someone's left or a message someone's speaking to you right now. Well, when you read the Bible, you are hearing God's message. Adults who've been with us Sunday by Sunday following the book of Hebrews, we've heard, haven't we, that it says, today, if you hear his voice, don't harden your hearts. Where do we hear his voice? When we read the Bible. Now, a very, very important part of God's message is the part about Jesus, that Jesus came to die for us. He is the priest who deals with God for us. Priests deal with God for us so we can relate to God. And he's the one who can only, he's the only priest who can do it. And remember again, our competition from last time we were all together, the Old Testament priests, they were useless at connecting us to God. They just did it again and again and again. They've never finished. But Jesus, because he had a way of finishing it finally, that's what the competition was about. He made the way to God and finished it. And he did that when he died on a cross. He let himself be killed, and that made the way to God forever. So that's God's message. God is speaking in his Bible, and his main part of his message is, my son Jesus has made the way for you to be my people. That's what God is saying. He is the only one who can give you life with me. That is what God is saying. No one else can give you life with me. That is what God is saying. Nothing you can do can give you life with me. That is what God is saying. Look at that verse 25 again. See to it that you do not refuse him who speaks. God is speaking in the Bible. Let's have a look at the next slide. Can you show that, please? It's not just for children. I think we've got adults here, haven't we? Oh, no, this is about the next part. Okay. Do not refuse him. There is, if you've been watching the Olympics, you might have seen some of the horse activities, horse racing or jumping. And if a horse refuses, it gets to the jump and it says, no, I'm not going here. And it stands still. And sometimes the riders fall off. And next button will give you another symbol for refusal. There we go. They're saying no. That's what this verse is saying. See that you do not refuse him who's speaking. Don't ignore God. Don't be like this horse that's refusing. Don't be like the person that's refusing God. If we refuse to listen, it means we won't pay attention to God. We ignore him. Let's think about this a bit more. Got a little competition we're going to run here. I need one of the youth who was away last weekend, who wants to come up and possibly win a prize. So someone who's a bit taller who feels like winning a prize. Shall I pick on any other? Would you like to come and potentially win a prize? And as Uzo, sorry, I invite you to come up. I think that people on Zoom can see that. Right. Yes, if you just want to stand to the sides of your screens here. So you've both got a screen here, and both of them have got a set of coloured shapes. Okay. And they're going to have some instructions about those coloured shapes. And we're going to see how good they can listen. Just before I do that, last week we went on friendship team, just the other side of Dangerdam East Station. And Uzo came for the first week. And people who come for the first week normally go with someone who's done it before. So she came with me. But I should have been going with her, because we got to the last door and she was an expert. It was amazing. So thank you, Uzo, for demonstrating real patience with a person who was very difficult, but she was very patient and she kept saying, but this is what God says in the Bible, trying to help that man to listen. So next night, if you can come on friendship team another week, see if you can be with Uzo, because she's a great person to learn from. Anyway, let's see how good she is at listening. We've got prizes, We've got a prize for the person who's best at listening, and we've got a forfeit the person who doesn't listen so well. So the first thing, ladies, let's have a blue circle at the top of your board. See if you can find a blue circle and put it at the top of your board. How well are they doing at listening and following the instructions? Let's have a yellow triangle on the right side of your board. Let's have something orange. Doesn't matter which shape, but it just has to be orange. Do we think Aniola's doing good at listening? Thumbs up for good at listening. Thumbs down for bad. Aniola, yeah, we've got some thumbs up out there for it. How about Uzo? Good at listening, bad? Yeah, quite a few down thumbs there at the moment, Uzo. Let's just have a couple more instructions. A green triangle at the bottom of your board. Diamond, sorry, that's a diamond shape, isn't it? You can't do it. Use the green diamond. That's a diamond, yeah, at the bottom of the board. And then we'll have a blue square in the middle of the board. I've got to press on there. Okay, if you stand to the side, Aniola, there we go. So we had green diamond at the bottom, blue square in the middle, yellow triangle at the top. I don't think Izzy was listening very well, was she? Yeah, who was listening better? Was it Uzo or was it Aniola? Aniola. So Aniola, you get a prize, which is a bit of chocolate. Do you like chocolate?
Yeah.
Oh, thank goodness. There you go. Take a bit of chocolate.
Thank you.
So you didn't listen so well. So the forfeit is you need to put a wig on for the rest of the church. So there's three wigs to pick from here. We've got the Scottish wig. We've got the English wig. We've got the punk wig. Which one now? You're going for the Scottish wig. Okay, have a seat with your Scottish wig. Give them a round of applause. Well, if you refuse to listen to God, Uzo was just pretending there, she was playing, but if someone does that with God, you lose out. God is speaking in the Bible. And verse 25 says, see to it that you do not refuse him who speaks. Now, why do people refuse to listen to God speaking in the Bible? It's because they don't want to have Jesus as their king. It's because they don't want him to be the priest between them and God, the one who finishes it and deals with it for them. Perhaps they want to have an exciting, impressive, flashy church, and they think, it's all the noise on a Sunday, that's what will make me close to God. I don't want to have Jesus. I want it much more exciting than just the Bible. Perhaps they want things in this world instead of life with God. They don't want to listen. Now, the problem is not that they can't hear. Maybe in the quiz earlier, you couldn't quite hear. I know I made it harder because I kept talking. I'm sorry about that. Maybe you couldn't hear some of the sounds. I know, I could tell from your faces, you couldn't understand some of the sounds. What was that? What was that noise? The problem for us with the Bible is not that we can't hear. The problem for us is not that we can't understand the main message. Some parts are hard to understand. The Bible says that. But the main message we can understand. So what is the problem? The problem is in our hearts. The problem is the things we love. So it's not our ears that we can't hear. It's not our minds that we can't understand. It's our hearts that we love the wrong things. Perhaps we love success, doing well, too much to depend on Jesus. Perhaps we love popularity. That means people liking us. We love that too much to follow Jesus. Perhaps we love being in charge, getting what I want, being strong. We want that too much. Perhaps we love a kind of church where we feel strong. because we look good and it seems like we make a lot of noise and God must be impressed with us, rather than being a church where we say, I've got sin in my life. I'm really sorry, God. Thank you for Jesus. And then we sing because of that. Look at verse 25. See to it that you do not refuse him who speaks. So him who speaks, that's talking about God. God is speaking in the Bible. Don't refuse. Don't be like the horse that refuses to jump, or the person who ignores the message. And what's the last part of that verse? See to it. That means take care, be careful, make sure that you don't do that. Why be careful? Look at the rest of verse 25. See to it that you do not refuse him who speaks. If they did not escape when they refused him who warned them on earth. Now that's talking about people long time ago in the Old Testament. They refused God. They ignored God. They turned away from God. They didn't listen to him when he said, come into my promised land and live with me. But they refused, and so they didn't escape God's punishment. Let's read verse 25 again. See to it you do not refuse him who speaks. If they did not escape when they refused him who warned them on earth, how much less will we, if we turn away him from him who warns us from heaven? They ignored God when he spoke to them on earth. God is speaking to us from heaven now in the Bible, saying, trust in my son, Jesus. He's the only one who can give you life with me. If we refuse him, if we turn away from him, if we ignore him, no escape for us. God sees that, and he won't let us be with him as his children now and his children after we die. Only Jesus can give you that life with God forever. See to it, the verse says. See to it that you don't ignore. See to it you keep listening. So what will that mean? It will mean we're people who keep reading our Bible in church. We're going to be a church where we keep having the Bibles in the seats and we keep opening them on Sundays and in Sunday school. In our homes will be people who keep looking in the Bible to hear what God is saying. Will be people who pray that kind of Christian prayer. Thank you for Jesus, that he is the person who means I can be your child. I'm sorry that I keep getting things wrong. I'm so glad that you've forgiven me and sorted it all out. Thank you, God. It's already sorted by Jesus if we trust in him. You see, it's not just about grinding our teeth and reading the Bible because we have to. When we understand what God has said, look what we'll do, verse 28. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful. Let us be thankful. That's what we're to be as Christians. We always can say thank you to God because we can always listen and remember that message about Jesus. See to it that you do not refuse him who speaks. Because if we do refuse, there will be no escape. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you speak to us. We thank you for helping us to understand that the main part of your message is all about Jesus, your son. Thank you that the news about Jesus is he has made forgiveness for us when he died. Please help each of us to be careful to keep listening to this and not to ignore and refuse your message. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.